Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great Monday. Thank you so much for having us on. And welcome to the first day of fall. Very excited
about
that.
In name only.
That's exactly right. Nice nice addendum to that conversation, that's for sure. Yep. Old Farmer's Almanac predicting warmer than normal fall with hot, dry weather expected across our area.
Now, where in the world did they get that from?
Probably...
looking outside.
Asking the neighbor or something. You know?
Yeah, is it hot out here?
It's pretty typical the way that runs out. Okay, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Scammy residents will soon pay higher taxes as the school board finalizes a millage rate increased 1.5. The increase is expected to raise $52 million for district schools. Board member Paul Fetsko noted this amounts to about 25 cents daily for most taxpayers. And without it, the board risks operating at a deficit.
Number two.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters report that Hurricane Gabrielle is expected to strengthen into a Cat 3 storm tonight with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour east of Bermuda. The NHC currently tracking a tropical disturbance trailing Gabrielle as well as four other Atlantic tropical waves, including one in the Caribbean. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least 7 days, though.
Number three.
Florida Senator Don Gates introducing a new bill to curb violence against worship leaders and their congregations. Senate Bill 52 would take effect July 2026. Now, if passed, the bill will allow volunteers to provide armed security at churches, mosques, synagogues, and other places of worship without needing a state security license.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, groundbreaking for the new Troy Rafferty Resource Center got underway this morning. Troy Rafferty says this project was a labor of love.
What an exciting day. This has been literally 10 years in the making. We started talking about this 10 years ago at my kitchen counter with my wife, Ashley, and Lumen May, and it's just unbelievable that it's finally here.
Yeah, wonderful. What is this happening today?
So we're having the groundbreaking for the Rafferty Community Center. It's going to be a huge facility with basketball court and classrooms and locker rooms for the kids, and it's going to be fantastic, a place where they can come after school and hang out and be safe and be supported and have people around them that they know have their best interests at heart.
Well, the new center is a partnership between the Southern Youth Sports Association and the city of Pensacola. It is 6:15. Austin Price all ready to go with the local weather and traffic together.
Yes, it's been a very easygoing day on the roads, and it looks like it still is now. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, let's see, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Should be sunny, partly cloudy over the course of the next couple days, maybe late Wednesday night, but definitely come Thursday and Friday, we'll be seeing some rainfall chances coming in, and then we'll see those kind of fall back out of favor once the weekend rolls around.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the nonprofit behind Tampa's annual Pride Parade and Festival announced it is not going to happen moving forward. 2026 is the year they're talking about. Maybe afterwards, but they're going to say, no, 2026 is going to be it. Here's the latest from Fox affiliate WTVT in Tampa.
Tampa Pride has established itself as a safe space for all. Through its diversity parade, festival, 5K, scholarships, and more. But a social media post from the nonprofit says that's all put on pause for 2026, stating the quote, current political and economic climate, including challenges with corporate sponsorships, reductions in county, state, and federal grant funding, and the discontinuation of DEI programs under Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has made it increasingly difficult for our organization to sustain ongoing operations for 2026.
And there don't appear to be any obvious problems with an amusement park ride that a man was on before he died. Universal Orlando Resort COO Karen Irwin recently released a statement following Kevin Rodriguez Zavala's death last week after he was on the Stardust Racers ride in Epic Universe. He died of multiple blunt force injuries and his death was ruled an accident. Irwin writes that the ride didn't malfunction, the equipment didn't fail, and all procedures were followed, and adds that the ride remains closed at Universal as they work through a comprehensive review process with the ride manufacturer.
617 News Radio 92.3. I think we see a light at the end of the tunnel here. Testimony has ended in the trial of the man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at his Florida golf course last year. Fox's Grinnell Scott all over the story.
Ryan Ruth, acting in his own defense, rested his case in his attempted assassination trial. Among Ruth's few witnesses was sniper instructor Michael McClay, focusing on shooting skill and operation of the weapon Ruth is accused of using. Ruth followed that by calling two character witnesses. The prosecution maintains the attempt to kill President Trump was planned by Ruth and called 38 witnesses before resting their case late last week. Closing arguments will begin when court reconvenes Tuesday. Ruth faces life in prison if the jury convicts him. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And of course, we have a lot of bears in our area. We've talked a lot about the bear hunt that was being approved for the bulk of this state, you know, so on and so forth. Well, in a startling incident in Lake County, a black bear entered a home, resulting in chaos for the family and pets that lived there. Officials say the bear got in through the garage, where it had been trapped by an automatic door. The bear then damaged the interior door and got into the house, where family members and pets startled the animal by screaming. The bear then darted into a nearby bathroom, where family members closed the door and trapped it. Homeowner Zeke Clark then shot the bear several times to subdue it. They drug it out of the home, and the Florida FWC responded to put the animal down.
Ooh.
So apparently it was still alive. Ouch.
The bear was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's true.
Just frame that story.
I'm
like
sure
that.
It agreed.
It's the way it is, I guess. Healthy Families of Florida has requested $5 million from lawmakers to employ mental health professionals for their home visiting teams. This is good information. According to Executive Director Rebecca Sheets, these services would be provided at no cost to families. Healthy Families report a 99% rate of preventing child abuse and neglect 1 year following service delivery. Pretty good numbers. Mm-hmm. Pretty darn good numbers.
Absolutely. And lastly here, the week is off to a good start for SpaceX. The company successfully launching a Falcon 9 rocket yesterday morning at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Starlink sent 28 satellites into low Earth orbit to spread high-speed internet around the world. Starlink already having over 8,000 satellites up there. Alrighty, we will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, along with another quick check of your roads and weather, which I'm sure will be very easy going. Before we send you into the bottom of our update with Fox News right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray.
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadband, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network system, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best with competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com.
ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service that took place at the Glendale Stadium. Very moving comments by his widow, Erica Kirk. Talked to our Congressman Jimmy Patronis about some of the various things related to Jimmy Kimmel, the FCC, Pam Bondi, and President Trump over the last week. Also had Mama's on, Captain Chandra Newman from NAS Pensacola to talk about the homecoming air show. And Can You Tell AI from Real Reporters? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
National stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. There's still no deal between Republicans and Democrats to prevent a government shutdown next week. This is concerning. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Top congressional Democrats are seeking a sit-down with President Trump before government funding expires at the end of the month. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says no meeting is scheduled.
But what I will share is that what this White House wants and what Republicans want, we want a clean funding extension to keep the government open. That's all we're advocating for.
House Republicans approved a plan extending funding through November 21st. Democrats are demanding a reverse of Medicaid cuts and funding restored for public broadcasters and foreign aid. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. Markets ending up, stocks driving to more records. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green and at fresh record highs, building on last week's rate cut and AI-fueled rally. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, and shares of chipmaker NVIDIA rose 4% and notching a record close, following news that the AI darling and OpenAI were partnering on a build-out of data centers. NVIDIA will be investing up to $100 billion in the ChatGPT developer. The Dow winners, Apple, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow up 66 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 29. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 625, News Radio 92.3. In just a second here, I'm going to give you a late September hurricane update. Hold on for that. But first, Austin Price outdoing himself today. Beautiful day. He's got your weather and traffic together.
Yes, very happy to report that our roads are still looking clear. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight officially. Over the course of the next couple days, we'll see some sunny, maybe some partly cloudy at times skies for you. And then come late Wednesday night, heading into your Thursday and Friday, we're going to see the rainfall chances ramp up. But then once we get into the weekend, we should see them come back down.
Makes sense.
Sure. It makes sense for Florida, I'd say.
Okay, late September hurricane activity. I told you I was going to tell you about this. Picking up off the East Coast, Teresa Crowley has the details.
Here comes Gabrielle. In one day, the hurricane rapidly intensified from a Category 1 storm southeast of Bermuda to a dangerous Category 3, fueled by warm Atlantic waters. Gabrielle is passing east of Bermuda and forecast to track northeast and back out to sea, but kicking up huge swells from Bermuda's shores to the East Coast. Surfs up from North Carolina's Outer Banks through the Mid-Atlantic and New England to the Atlantic shores of Canada. A dangerous time for Indian summer beachgoers with unguarded beaches and warnings of swells likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. with two more areas of possible tropical development behind Gabrielle. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Jimmy Kimmel set to return to his late-night talk show tomorrow. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC following his comments related to the Charlie Kirk assassination, and he's been off the air since Wednesday. Disney said that it made the decision to pull Kimmel off air to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say that it has spent the past several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. President Trump is pushing for federal prosecutors to pursue cases against some high-profile political foes. You thought it was interesting before? Ain't seen nothing yet. Here's Jared Halpern from the White House.
The president replaced the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia following disagreements over bringing a case against New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is an individual who is corrupt and abused her oath of office, and we also have evidence of her mortgage fraud.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt rejects claims that President Trump is weaponizing the Justice Department to target political opponents like James and California Senator Adam Schiff.
The American people gave a mandate to investigate and root the corruption out of our system, and that's what the president wants to see done.
Neither James nor Schiff have been charged with any crimes. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Trump is set to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Tuesday. Comes as Trump has ordered huge cuts to U.S. foreign aid since returning to the White House. It's also as major allies of the U.S. are starting to recognize a Palestinian state as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on.
Okay, time for everybody to get happy. Put a smile on your face. Ready? Today's the first day of fall.
The autumnal equinox begins today, bringing cooler temperatures and shorter days. It occurs when the sun crosses the equator, going from north to south. Fall continues through the start of the winter solstice on December 21st. Changing leaves are also a hallmark of fall, and the Old Farmer's Almanac says while they change color between mid-September and early November, the second and third weeks of October are peak times for leaf peeping. And if all this talk of fall has made you wonder when it's time to set our clocks back an hour, there's still a few weeks to go. Daylight saving time does not end until November 2nd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a particularly idiotic Washington, D.C. man is accused of aiming a laser pointer at Marine One with President Trump on board. Jacob Samuel Winkler was arrested Saturday and charged with a federal felony. A Secret Service officer approached Winkler as Marine One took off from the South Lawn at the White House and saw him aim the laser pointer at the aircraft. The officer said Winkler's action posed a risk of flash blindness and pilot disorientation. According to court documents, while being arrested, Winkler said that he should apologize to Donald Trump, and he faces up to 5 years of prison time if convicted.
Don't let that man get near President Trump.
It's dumb enough when you point that at a plane or at an aircraft of any kind, but the president, are you serious?
Yeah, he's a knucklehead. Okay, also tonight at sundown, mere minutes from right now, marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday, Rosh Hashanah. Oh. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Rosh Hashanah is a two-day holiday starting tonight that marks the Jewish New Year. So while it is 2025, the Jewish New Year will be 5786. Jews around the world mark the day with extra long services in synagogue and listen to the shofar, the blowing of a ram's horn. Most eat a variety of special foods meant to signify the hope for a sweet year ahead, including dipping apples in honey. This holiday also begins a 10-day process of repentance, culminating with the holiday of Yom Kippur, a day honored by fasting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, a three-day civic leader summit coming up to the Sanger. It'll start on Tuesday, runs through Thursday. Tomorrow through Thursday, hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement. The event features presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees. In other words, great networking opportunity. Coming up in five, we'll have some sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Trump administration reveals its findings from research into the cause of autism, claiming a possible link between acetaminophen, better known as Tylenol, consumed by pregnant women. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
The FDA will issue a physician's notice about the risk of acetaminophen during pregnancy and begin the process to initiate a safety label change.
Tylenol manufacturer Kenvue says in a statement that acetaminophen is the safest pain reliever for pregnant women. Federal agents deployed tear gas at protesters today outside an ICE processing center near Chicago. Fox's Mike Tobin is there.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says protesters began slashing tires. They blocked the entrance to the building, threw rocks, cans, and bottles. They shot fireworks. Even, according to agents, used tear gas. So ICE agents used their own tear gas.
16 demonstrators arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Aaron Glenn was doing a celebratory dance after the New York Jets blocked a field goal for a touchdown to give them a one-point lead late in the fourth quarter on Sunday. The Jets ended up allowing a field goal, though, and lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by two. After the game, Aaron Glenn told the media that these aren't the same old Jets. And all I have to say to coach is, what are you talking about? Last time I checked, your squad is 0-3. So yes, the Jets are, well, the same old Jets. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening, because health is a long game and it's yours to win. Now here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend Shields, Guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi? Learn more at Depend.com.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia residents will soon pay higher taxes as the school board finalizes a millage rate increase to 1.5. The increase is expected to raise $52 million for district schools. Board member Paul Fetzko noted this amounts to about 25 cents daily for most taxpayers. Without it, the board risks operating at a deficit.
Number two.
National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting that Hurricane Gabrielle is expected to strengthen into a Cat 3 storm tonight. Max sustained winds will be 120 miles per hour. The storm actually is east of Bermuda this afternoon. The NAC is currently tracking a tropical disturbance trailing Gabrielle, as well as four additional other Atlantic tropical waves, including one in the Caribbean. By the way, Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least the next 7 days.
Number three.
And Florida Senator Don Gates introduced a new bill to curb violence against worship leaders and their congregations. Senate Bill 52 would take effect in July of 2026 if passed. The bill will allow volunteers to provide armed security at churches, mosques, synagogues, and other places of worship without needing a state security license.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Gulf Coast Jazz Fest may face its final curtain call as it wrapped up its ninth annual event on Sunday. Organizers are concerned for the event's future after the Escambia Tourist Development Council rejected a $250,000 funding request. Concert promoter William Cadillac Banks calling on jazz fans to advocate for continued support from county commissioners.
But we are taking it to the Board of County Commissioners because they have the last say so. They're the one who controls the purse.
TDC members said the event was asking just way too much money for the number of attendees. By the way, this year's numbers haven't been announced, but last year the festival only had around 400 attendees.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Sunday featured seven NFL games in which the game-winning score came within the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's the most such games in a single day since the 70 merger. One of those thrillers, the Eagles and Rams down to the final play, L.A. with a field goal attempt to win it at the buzzer.
Joshua Carty has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake!
Fox Sports on the call. The blocked field goal return for a touchdown helps the Eagles remain unbeaten. Meanwhile, things a bit easier for the Buccaneers against the Jets. Tampa also with a field goal at the gun to win it.
From 36, this is for the win. McLaughlin's kick is right down the middle.
Once again, Fox Sports on the call. No block here. Bucks also improved to 3-0. They beat New York. Unfortunately, big-time injuries once again. Cardinals running back James Conner suffered a season-ending right ankle injury during Sunday's loss to the Niners. Preliminary tests reveal that Chargers running back Najee Harris suffered an Achilles injury. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb limited to 6 plays in their loss to the Bears. He has a bad left ankle. Baseball coming down to the wire, exactly 7 days remaining of the regular season. How about the race in the American League Central? Tigers have the division lead by just a single game over the Guardians. And, of course, the two rivals begin a series Tuesday in Cleveland. Hoops news from the WNBA. Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson has once again been named the league MVP. That's her fourth. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, just to kind of tie a bow on the NFL action here, week three of the NFL season wrapping up this evening with Monday Night Football. The Ravens hosting the Lions at M&T Bank Stadium. The Lions and Ravens both 1-1. Kickoff set for 7:15, and of course you can listen to that on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Also in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers rising on the all-time passing touchdown list. The Steelers gunslinger moved ahead of Hall of Famer Brett Favre and is now ranked fourth with 510 touchdown tosses. He reached a milestone in the first quarter of the team's win over the Patriots.
640, 20 away from 7 News Radio 92.3. Let's not forget about car racing. Heck no, NASCAR champion Kevin Harvick and his son Keelan are going to be in Pensacola racing at Five Flag Speedway this weekend. The father-son duo will compete against some of the nation's best super and pro late model drivers. Flag drops for the season ending event. Can you believe the season's already over? Jeez, Saturday. They'll roll that. NASCAR's round of 12 got started Sunday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. For the latest in racing, here's Tim McMaster.
Two races remain to decide NASCAR's last eight drivers.
From practice to the front row to victory lane, Ryan Blaney wins in New Hampshire.
Courtesy USA, Blaney took the checkered flag at Loudon. His third win of the season punches a ticket to the final eight. He was sitting fifth entering the day. Josh Berry was second, William Byron third, and Byron moved up from sixth place to second in playoff points. Just six races left to crown a champion. Next week, the playoffs move to Kansas Speedway. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new survey suggests more teenage boys are becoming addicted to video games. What's this world coming to? Here's Ashley Webster.
A new survey shows that 15 to 17-year-old boys play video games 34 hours a week. That's almost 5 hours a day, 7 days a week. As for parents, nearly 8 in 10 are concerned about their child's screen time. Two-thirds are worried about their children being actually addicted to video games, and for good reason. There's growing evidence that adolescents' vulnerable, undeveloped brains are easy prey for the addictive dopamine hits that come from apps and algorithms. The average time that children spend gaming has increased by nearly 3.5 hours per week in just 1 year.
And a new study reports wildfire smoke is now responsible for over 41,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. Researchers warn that by 2050, smoke could become the deadliest climate-driven threat to Americans. The study published this week in Nature says by mid-century, smoke-related deaths are expected to climb by up to another 30,000 per year, making wildfire smoke more dangerous than extreme heat, crop losses, or rising energy costs.
6:43, 17 away from 7 News Radio 92.3. President Trump is teasing a major announcement pertaining to autism. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
This announcement today is expected to center around the use of Tylenol while pregnant for women, and the administration's reported belief that that use of Tylenol during pregnancy is linked to higher rates of autism that we are seeing in this country right now. That this link coming from the highest office in this country, I mean, is certainly sure to make waves in the medical community, and as it should, according to President Trump, who teased this announcement during his speech yesterday at Charlie Kirk's memorial.
We're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really medically, I think, in the history of our country.
Now, this anticipated announcement falls on the timeline set by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who said his agency would begin having answers to what is fueling the autism epidemic by September.
Okay, doctors raising concerns about the variety of treatments for Lyme disease that haven't been approved. Lisa Brady has this story.
This is House Call for Health. As Lyme disease continues to be a health concern, doctors are warning against unapproved treatments and tests. Medical professionals may use multiple approaches to diagnose Lyme disease, such as visual cues, a standard medical test that has limitations and information given by patients. Although many patients present with classic symptoms and are prescribed antibiotics, there is a group of patients who may have months or years of different symptoms. And that uncertainty has led to a plethora of new testing and treatment. They say it's important to consult with a trusted medical professional to seek out a treatment plan if you suspect Lyme disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45, 15 away from 7. Afternoon sliding by on us here, Austin. Austin Price is manning the seat. He has the controls, and he's ready with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yes, luckily I don't have much to give after that grandiose introduction. But that's, as I said, that's a good thing. If you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, that's being pretty forgiving on us as well. 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, maybe partly cloudy at times throughout the next couple days. But late Wednesday night, and definitely heading into your Thursday and Friday, we're going to see some rainfall chances come into play. And then heading into your weekend, we should see those rainfall chances drop back down.
Okay, severe weather will be impacting millions of Americans this week. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the details in your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could cause problems over a widespread section of the central U.S. across the Ohio Valley and the Southwest. Pockets of heavy rain could cause flash flooding along with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Hurricane Gabrielle remains offshore but will bring large waves and dangerous rip currents across the East Coast. And on this first day of fall, summer-like temperatures continue to hang on over much of the eastern half of the U.S. and the West Coast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Today is the deadline for big banks to respond to progressive Democrats. Ryan Schmelz has the details from Capitol Hill.
Two of the Senate's most vocal bank critics, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, have set today as the deadline to answer questions after sending letters to the CEOs of J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. They claim the banks are spending billions on stock buybacks and bonuses for top executives after passing a stress test meant to ensure economic stability. The senators would like to see more lending to small businesses and families. Warren and Sanders sent a letter back in September, and it's unclear if the CEOs plan to respond. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today, with the three major averages setting fresh record highs. The Dow gained 66 points, the S&P 500 grew by 29, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ added 157. Disney plans to bring Jimmy Kimmel Live back to air on ABC starting tomorrow. The decision was announced nearly a week after ABC said it was suspending the late-night show indefinitely. The network had pulled the show days after the host made comments linking the alleged killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to President Trump's MAGA movement. St. Louis Federal Reserve President Alberto Mousalem is reiterating his support for last week's interest rate cut, but says he's wary about going much further. Crude oil futures for October delivery closing today. They sat under $63 a barrel at $62.64. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the U.S. government is adopting a new AI system. Ryan Schmelz has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
Meta's AI system, Llama, is the latest to be added to the list of approved AI platforms in government operations. The Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner says the approval is part of President Trump's AI action plan and the, quote, acceleration of AI adoption across the federal government. Llama is an AI language model that can process and convert data from video, photos, and text. Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI have already been approved to be used by government agencies. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Americans will, quote, see the benefit of AI innovation through better, more efficient public services. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the government getting another shot at convincing a federal judge to break up Google. Lawyers for Google and the Justice Department will return to a federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, for a roughly two-week trial on how to restore competition to the advertising technology markets that Google monopolized. This comes weeks after a D.C. district court judge issued a historic ruling deeming Google a monopoly in online search. Despite the ruling, the judge denied a request sale of Google's Chrome browser and allowed the company to keep paying for Prime distribution on browsers and phones.
Good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Matthew McConaughey has a new book out. He's out there promoting this. Michelle Polino has more on News Radio 92.3.
Matthew McConaughey stopped by Fox and Friends Friday. The actor has just released his second adult book, Poems and Prayers. He told the crew why he wrote it.
And I was looking around at, the world, reading the news and going, man, there's not a lot of reasons to believe when you look at the evidence. And I'm not ready to quit believing in God, in myself, in you, in each other.
He said a lot of the poems in the book are from times when he was feeling pretty wobbly, but other times when he was feeling pretty clear. His first book, his personal memoir, Green Lights, published in 2020, included journal pages and poetry sprinkled throughout. The new book, Poems and Prayers, is available now. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And TikTok's algorithm will be operated by Oracle in the U.S. if a deal with China is finalized. The White House confirmed the news on Monday. The deal would see Oracle take control of domestic operations as well. The federal government will not take an equity stake in the social media platform, though. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later this week in support of the proposed deal and will extend the deadline again to prevent TikTok from going dark in the U.S.
Well, Florida and the Carolinas continue to rebuild 1 year after Hurricane Helene. Fox's Robert Ray reporting from Stanhatchee, Florida.
It's been almost 1 year since Hurricane Helene's Category 4 140-mile-an-hour-plus winds ravaged the Big Bend or Nature Coast of Florida. The communities are coming together as Americans, as we do. They're helping loved ones, friends, and family, and aid groups are still pumping their supplies and money into the region. In Florida alone, 34 people lost their lives with billions of dollars of damage, and Helene was not done as it trekked up into the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. In Stanhatchee, Florida, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Yeah, a lot of books and opportunities to buy new books out there. Of course, you just heard from Matthew McConaughey. Well, former Vice President Kamala Harris has announced her upcoming book, 107 Days. And she's not holding back criticism of fellow Democrats. Hashni Hazni has more from Capitol Hill.
Former VP Kamala Harris reopening old wounds about her failed White House bid. David Axelrod told Politico bluntly, if there's a political strategy here, it's a bad one. And a New York Mag piece headlines, Kamala Harris's book shows she still doesn't understand why she lost. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he was busy doing what the Harris campaign wasn't doing. Now, Harris is doing a network blitz tomorrow, and she says President Trump called her a, quote, tough, smart customer, but he denied that to Peter Ducey yesterday.
All righty, 6:52 on the nose here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, we will be giving you one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you. Right here on this Monday evening edition of News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price on the roll. Looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads. That's been the story for this entire afternoon. If you're dealing with any backups, they should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, partly cloudy at times over the course of the next couple days. Maybe late Wednesday night, but definitely once we get into Thursday and Friday, we will see some rainfall chances come into play. And then once we get into the weekend, they should trickle back down.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And what he meant to say was it's going to have zeros for Saturday and Sunday's beach days. So there you go. It's going to be a great weekend. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle holding that top spot at the weekend box office. Kathleen Maloney has the details.
Demon Slayer Infinity Castle continues to slay the weekend box office. The anime smash pulling in 17.3 million in domestic ticket sales in its second week to snag the top spot. Jordan Peele's Him debuts in second place, slightly behind expectations with 13.5 million. The sports thriller follows a football player training to be the greatest of all time. Third place goes to The Conjuring, Last Rites, adding another 13 million in its third weekend of release. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And lassoing a gator is all in a day's work for deputies in Florida's Lake County. The sheriff's office posted a video on Facebook this weekend of deputies responding to a home where a gator was on a woman's front porch. The video shows two deputies throwing a rope around the gator, jumping on its back, and duct taping its mouth shut. They then put the gator in the back of their cruiser to relocate him. The LCSO writes, quote, "Not our first call like this, but it's always a Florida classic."
Week three of the NFL season wraps up tonight in Baltimore. Here's Joe Morgan with a preview.
The Lions face the unenviable task of trying to slow down arguably the most mobile quarterback in NFL history. Detroit makes a trip to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson and the Ravens on Monday Night Football, with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. After looking pedestrian against the Packers in their season opener, the Lions bounce back in Week 2, putting up 52 points in a win over the Bears. They may need a similar performance to beat the Ravens. Through 2 weeks, Baltimore has averaged 40.5 points per game, with Jackson and running back Derrick Henry forming a fearsome duo. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Zayn is announcing a new residency in Las Vegas. The singer's residency is scheduled to take place over 7 nights at Park MGM's Dolby Live. The set list for the performances will span all 4 of his studio albums, and the list show will kick off January 20th. Fans of the former One Direction member can purchase tickets when general sales start on Friday.
Well, the musician who wrote and performed one of the most recognizable television themes of all time has died. You'll get this one real quick here. Here's Paul Stevens.
Sonny Curtis has passed away at 88. He was a longtime member of Buddy Holly's band, The Crickets, and also wrote the rock classic, I Fought the Law. But he's likely best remembered for writing and singing Love Is All Around for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. That show running on CBS for 7 seasons beginning in 1970. Sonny Curtis' death was confirmed Friday by his wife Louise following a sudden illness. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The New York City mayoral candidate has canceled a televised town hall following the suspension of a late-night TV show host. Well, Tonya J. Powers, this probably will be outdated after tonight. I guess he's talking about
Jimmy Kimmel? Kimmel.
Tanya Jay's in with the story.
Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani is canceling his Thursday town hall with WABC News in the wake of the network suspending Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show. He explained his decision at the Franklin D. Roosevelt Four Freedoms State Park in New York City, saying that freedom of speech rights are currently under attack under the Trump administration.
It is not the government's job to bully talk show hosts off of the air. It is not the government's job to tell us what we can and cannot talk about.
ABC suspended Kimmel's show after threats from the Federal Communication Commission over comments Kimmel made surrounding the assassination of conservative figure Charlie Kirk. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, with what we know after this afternoon, it seems like that may have been a bit of an overreaction by Mamdani.
Yeah, probably so. I wonder if he's going to rebook it or not.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Okay. Oh, rebook it. I thought talking about taking back his statement.
No, rebook it.
Oh, no, he may.
Okay, coming up tomorrow, starting at 4, Austin, Chris Bryan on Pensacola right now. Have a great
local
night.
Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.